Previously on the BitPad podcast, we gave our first prize away to the incredible handsome Rambo Jenkins, who won our Sound Bits competition. And I assure you, the prize is in the mail. We have a completely new set of mystery sounds for you. If you can guess them, leave us a message on speakpipe.com/thebitpad with your answers. Only 4 more shows until our big Christmas giveaway episode, so get excited and get involved in the show with Twitter and Facebook. You are listening to the BitPad podcast, episode 6, recorded on the 1st of December 2015.
Did you guys see that intro? Did you guys see it? It was the best thing ever. I'm sorry, I'm very proud of it.
And, I saw nothing.
Oh my god, it's even got like alpha channels, so like it pokes through to our video every now and again. It's amazing. It's the best. You guys gotta love it. Welcome to the show, guys. It's the BitPad Podcast episode 6. There's a star there on the video there, which shouldn't be, so I'll just delete that. There we go. How are you guys doing, Brent? Bruce?
Doing good, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Last night I watched a movie called Unfriended. It's a movie that takes place entirely on the desktop of this chick's laptop while she Skype calls people and people die. And Bruce's webcam is acting very much like all the effects in that movie with the glitches and stuff. So I'm waiting for one of us to die. other than that.
Not me. Not it.
Anyway, we got a big show today. Or do we?
So we're going through this thing?
Sure,
here?
Let's do it.
So we got Black Friday, Cyber Mondays, and the rest of the week feels slighted. More about that. Also, Gamer Diaries news and more.
We're on Skype as well, guys. So if you add the BitPad to Skype, we might call you during the show for one of our games. You might win a prize. So feel free to add us. That's a thing you can do with your arms.
We're also going to throw around this week's random quiz around Australian town names. Are they real or are they fake?
Oh,
they're all fake.
Are they?
And did you guess the 5 games in our Sound Bits clip? We'll check. Talking over and stuff, but we'll check it out later, see if you got that. Just go to thespeakpipe.com/thebitpad and leave your answer there. Win prizes.
Win them all. Live tweet us at thebitpad, and we'll show your tweets up during the show because we love that stuff. And if you're in the chat room, hello, guys. We'll keep an eyeball on you as well over at twitch.tv/thebitpad.
And as always, follow us on Twitter and join us over at the Facebook/TheBitPad to stay in the loop with everything we are doing.
Well, hello there, Patterps. This is JBJ Blaze. I wanted to know what it's like for you guys to get up in the morning and what game you like to get energized with in the morning. Or even at night, actually. Thanks for the great show, and bye-bye!
So that was JBJ Blaze. Thanks for the question. Channeling a bit of Max Headroom there, did you notice? Glitching all over the place.
Yes.
So he wants to know what we wake up to in the morning and play. And I know for a fact that Brent plays Farm Away, like there's no tomorrow.
I've looked in on it a couple times, but... I get up and I have to go into real worky work pretty much early after my kids are off to school. So not much gaming early on, and my wake-up juice is just straight-up coffee. I'm lucky that the company I work for actually has a coffee bar downstairs in the lobby, and it's someone who actually makes their own coffee. It's not just someone like reselling it. And it's kind of cool because they're starting to get into like Whole Foods and some other chain grocery stores around. So she's actually making and brewing this coffee and some cold brew. So I get that every morning to wake me up, and it's good stuff.
Ooh, nice. I am all over the coffee as well. I generally don't wake up and play games. My mind is too foggy to do it. Although lately I've been waking up to a specific game, which we'll get to a bit later. I certainly don't play Farmway.
For me, on a day where I'm not working, like Brent, I any day really. My wake up juice is not coffee. I don't actually drink coffee at all.
Can't stand the stuff.
It's some kind of energy drink, generally a Red Eye or a Powerade.
I got some Red Eyes in the fridge too, Brucey. Red Eye Platinum.
Oh, I'm gonna go past your house tomorrow on the way to work and get one of those. Game wise, I usually wake up and will be whatever's on my phone at the minute. So at the moment, it's Farmway.
Oh, stop it! What level are you?
At X.
Really? You're stuck on Farmway?
No, I'm not stuck on it, but I haven't installed anything else yet. So it's on my phone, so I'll play it.
Oh, I deleted it. Oh my god, I got to like level...
Deleted it? You didn't even pay it.
I did. I sat there and played it because you guys told me to, and literally just tapping. I'm like, what is this? But yeah, I got to like level...
Well, you're not doing it right.
I'm not
doing
it. Yeah, the key is to let it load up. Just check it once a day.
It bugs me.
Yeah, that was the one thing I liked about it, is you could kind of buy in, you know, and not have to tap. It's like I'm playing a tapping game to not have to tap. Yay!
Oh, God. Well.
But generally, if it's a weekend or something and I'm not playing with my... like, get up and play something with my son, and I'm just going to play a video game, I'll get up, trudge my way to my desk and grab an energy drink and start playing probably Fallout. At the moment, or Sky Saga, whatever I'm playing at the time, I'm not like Maz. I don't get foggy in the morning. I just get up and plug straight in, and away I go.
Straight into the Matrix. Thanks, JBJ, for your question. Speakpipe.com/thebitpad if you want to ask us or tell us anything. We'll play it.
Dear Gamer Diary.
Bruce, plug in straight in, mate.
Mm.
Fallout 4. Tell me about your journey.
To be honest, I haven't played a lot of Fallout 4 this week.
Stop it! I have.
I've been quite sick last week, so.
Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I had really bad gastro and was
Let's not go into the details, mate. Gross.
I didn't go into the details. If you want details, I'll get you some details. But yeah, so I played a little bit of Fallout 4. I've now resorted to collecting power armor. I've pretty much almost finished Fallout 4 now, so it's now around to running around doing everything else.
Oh well, see, I'm the exact opposite with Fallout 4. Before you go into your other stuff, because I played for about 20 hours before I went to find Piper. And yeah, Piper and Nick in Diamond City, I was like, nah, I've got stuff to do. And I played for about 20 hours. So I'm loving it, Bruce. I've never played a Fallout game or a Bethesda game before. And I think mainly because I'm not into the fantasy, like Skyrim type deals. But this has me by the balls completely.
See, I'd like to get you to play something like Skyrim or something now that you've played a Bethesda game, and see what you actually think about it, because it's not necessarily...
Yeah,
I think Bethesda games aren't necessarily about the storyline. Like, a lot of people don't play those games for the story.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Fallout 1 and 2 compared to 3 and 4, the story has sort of almost fallen to shit in 4 in terms of... It's not real strong. They're really just piggybacking off of 1 and 2 story.
Mm.
Really, you know, to me, a lot of people, you look at playing Fallout or a lot of Bethesda games, and a lot of their stories aren't really that in-depth or that consistent. You're playing the game because
the sandbox.
It's a fucking amazing game to play.
Yeah, I'm really...
Do you think they might have even missed kind of a boat there where they didn't really even need a story? Like, make it more like, I don't know... Minecraft, but in world. My dog loves that idea.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah, no, like, I haven't really been paying much attention to the story, to be honest. It's all like it has been that sandbox feel and going to help people and just exploring and stuff.
A whole bunch of mini quests and exploring.
Yeah, and I really enjoying it.
It's missing the online aspect, right? There's no online, no multiplayer.
That would be pretty cool.
I kind of like Bethesda games because they don't have that online piece.
What is wrong with you?
Break. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I
anti-social bitch. What's up?
I will MMO the shit out of anything, but I think it is missing
an opportunity for people to hook up with friends. Maybe not go as far as, you know, everybody everywhere, but just to be able to play with you, Bruce, or Cage, or whoever. And
but
have
me.
Our own little space. Yeah, no, I mean,
you play with me?
Nah. I was thinking, but you're not into single player games. They're like, well, we're talking about making it multiplayer. Like, oh yeah. But to be able to.
No, I think that would be the turnaround for me with Fallout if it was kind of an online thing. But you know, then I don't know, like MMO. Are we talking or? Are we talking about where it's like single player, but then there's some kind of FPS like shooter campaign where you know almost Quake,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Or what? Like, how would you do it?
I guess that's where you draw the line, because I mean they did Elder Scrolls Online, and that would be like if you took, I guess the intent of that was taking Skyrim and turning it into an MMO, and I don't know that did as successful as they kind of thought it might.
Right.
JBJ in the chat room. He's just joined us, and he's mentioned that movie that I watched last night as well, where Laura kills everyone. It's called Unfriended, and Bruce's camera is doing all of the things, so it's not just me. We're all going to die. This is it. This is our last show, guys. Also, Sparks says he's clocked 500 plus hours in Skyrim, and he loves it.
I clocked in Daggerfall, the first one of the second part of the Skyrim series. I clocked over 900 hours in that game.
Whoa. See, and that's my problem with the Fallout. It's all me, and I just want to make that clear. It's not the game, because like the last Fallout, like I loved the first hour of it, but then like I was done. Like, yeah. I didn't want to seek out other crap. I just wanted the cool stuff, and they make it so easy with the commands to like throw yourself into god mode and give all that crap. Then I did that after like the first hour, and then the game's over, right? Like, yeah. You fly around and see the superhero guys, and you do, you know, you don't need the story, and you just, that's why you don't cheat in games, kids, because
yeah,
it ruins the
it.
Game. So, it really does.
So, Bruce, absolutely. I was going to ask you, you're playing this on the PC, right, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you hit those commands?
Not yet.
I'm playing on the PS4, I actually can't, but I'll tell you what I have done. I've taken advantage of two wonderful glitches that Bethesda has yet to iron out. The first of which, all of my stats are 10 because I've duplicated the special book at the beginning and read it
over
and over again. So all my stats are maxed. And there's a shopping glitch where you can buy everything in any shop, which is great. And so for me, that's taken a bit of the difficulty curve out. I mean, it's still hard. Like, I'm still, like, getting killed and shit. So it hasn't made me invincible. But it's taken away some of the grind that would put me off this game while I get used to it as a game, I think.
I think you level fairly quickly this game. I mean, Sparkles7 in the chat room has a fair point back on the multiplayer piece. And that's, you know, it would be cool. It'd be cool if you could replace your companion with a friend. So maybe that's an element they could look at doing for the multiplayer piece where, you know, your companion can be replaced by friends. Or, you know, you can get more than one companion that can be your friends and not necessarily go into a full-blown MMO.
Or can they even just make it where, like, 1 to 4... Like, they do this with I think Just Cause did it, and some of those other, they're more storyline-driven games. They have a shooter element, but they'll let you do co-op, I guess is what the proper term would be. So to do, like, Fallout co-op,
yeah.
would be, I think, cool. Because I'd love to jump in with y'all and play it.
I think,
I don't want to be there by myself.
Yeah, I think Sparks has got it. The companion in Fallout, just replace that with a mate, and that'll be, you'd be set. I'll have a little squad, Left 4 Dead style, have four of you trekking about. Pretty cool. But yeah, anyway, that's what I've been playing, and I've just been loving it.
So just tangent off that, quick question, trivia. Who's ready for a trivia? This is a real quick one. The guy on the front doing the thumbs up, what's he actually doing with his thumb? What's he doing?
Just, he's giving you, it's going to be okay. I don't know.
Is that, you going with that too, Bruce?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, so in actuality, what it is in the olden days, what they said was, if you see a mushroom cloud, hold up your hand, and if it's bigger than your thumb, you're in the radiation zone, so run. So just a little Fallout trivia for you.
That's amazing.
That's what he's actually doing on the front.
Hopefully you don't have a swollen thumb or anything, and it gives you a false reading.
Right. Getting a false reading here, guys.
Fat thumbs.
I actually really love the radiation zone.
Sorry, buddy, you are dead.
I really love all of the 30s sort of propaganda stuff that they've got in that game. It's really cool. But I'm four games behind the eight ball. I do realize this. so anything that I appreciate, people have been appreciating for years. So that's fine.
The other two things I've been playing this week, I played some Sky Saga since they've gone into their next alpha update. So they're at update 6 now. There's a few more bugs in the game now. They've introduced a few more things. There's a few more bugs in the game, like the AI seems to be a little bit broken, where I managed on multiple occasions to run behind an enemy boss, and then all of a sudden the boss had lost me, and I just belted them in the back of the head until they died.
Nice. So is there much difference in the update since I played it, or just more difference?
So just some more creatures, some more things you can craft, which is kind of cool. A few more dungeons. That's about it. There's not a lot of change. There's a lot more bugs now than there was. They've got a bit of work to do there.
Might wait till the next update to jump back in then.
Absolutely, I would. If anyone does want to check it out, I do have four more keys for the closed alpha.
Nice.
Did you give me one yet? Or can I not play it?
No, you play on a Mac, so we're not going to talk about you.
Okay. All right, then.
We got a solitaire code for you.
Yeah!
I got my spare laptop. Maybe I'll send you that to play on.
It's like pretty much all you got, right? Solitaire and Blizzard games.
I don't even think we get Solitaire.
Even think Blizzard games work. Does Solitaire work?
I am excited about Overwatch, though. I'll give you that. I won't give you that. Is that Blizzard or is that Valve? I don't remember who that is.
And I did smash out the Yo-Kai Watch demo.
Oh, stop it. Really? You got your ghost Pokemon on.
Do you know what? Honestly, I think they've gone down the wrong fucking hole with that game.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
I didn't like it at all.
That's the best.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But have you watched the anime? Have to save
that one for a game taint or something?
Yeah, I think, if you've got a DS, download the demo. You get 15 tries to play it. It's not very long. I finished it in about 5 minutes. 10 minutes, maybe. Which isn't saying much, because I normally smash games out pretty quick, so don't go and buy how quickly I've done it. But I wasn't a fan at all, wasn't impressed. I think it's a load of rubbish and it needs to be burnt in fire pits.
Wow, I'm going to download it today and I'll let you know in the next show what I thought.
I just didn't get it. Either their demo is really bad or, I don't know, something's not right.
I'll
check it out and let's see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
I'll be addicted. No.
You probably will be.
What you been doing?
What about you guys? What have you guys been playing this week?
You want me to go? You want to go, Maz?
Well, like I said, I've only been playing Fallout. That's been my life. It's been amazing. I did, my partner Dan got a Mega Yan Yoshi. You can see him thundering around at the back there. not quite as big as I expected, but still huge.
Is that the knitted one?
Yeah, mega yarn.
I thought that was one of the wool decals.
So it comes with the Wooly, right? The Yoshi Wooly.
Wooly World. It doesn't come with it.
Yeah.
No, it. You know what's hilarious? It's the same price as the game of that guy. So, 48 Australian.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here, they have deals at like Amazon for like $10 more. You get that with the game.
Oh yes, yeah. We got Wooly World about 6 months ago. I know it's new in the States, but we have the same thing here. And also, Bruce, you'll be terribly upset, but it's begun. It's begun.
Do you know what? I'm less upset the fact that you held up the amiibo versus the cards. If you'd held up the cards. No.
See, I'm out.
Come around and have taken them.
I'm
out. Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
stuff
Animal
there.
Crossing stuff. I'm out of the cards. My sister's on board, and she doesn't watch the show. Who am I kidding? I've got her a bunch of the second series booster packs, and I've ordered her the albums. So she will collect them all, so that at least they're in the family. But I'm not. I'm out.
Well, I don't know what to really mow through here. There's a kind of a lot that I've been doing this week. Because of the Steam sales, I bought a few games. The only one I've tried out so far is Elite Dangerous. And I don't know if we're going to talk about that later. I forget. No. Anyway, yeah, we actually will. We'll talk about their return policy, which I think was interesting. Let's just say I used it with Elite Dangerous. Also tried to get back into Wildstar because it went free to play, and just kind of got lost in my home again and just didn't really have any urge to go anywhere and do anything. It was weird. Because I'm right now I'm kind of in this MMO drought that I'm looking for something to do. Like, I went and played Guild Wars 2 with some friends with the MMO show. All them, and I had fun in the dungeon, but then once I get out, I'm kind of just like, eh.
Are you in that drought, or are you in that phase where, I don't know about you, but I found, you know, after a while, you would just go through this phase where you're like, no MMO satisfies what you want, and then in a month or so time, you'd be back on wanting to play everything.
Yeah, yeah, and so I'm ready to get there. I'm hoping something comes out, because it's just like, nothing's doing it. I'm trying getting back into WoW, I was thinking about getting back into EverQuest, like, and it's just, nothing's really hitting right now, so I've been doing other things. I don't know if we want to even talk about, there's a lot of non-gaming stuff, but I don't know, have y'all been watching Jessica Jones?
No.
You all Netflix it at all? No, I don't know if y'all get that there.
What are you talking about? Netflix or Jessica Jones? We get Netflix.
JBJ.
Yeah, Jessica Jones has just been released on the American Netflix, and it's an awesome series. So if you got it and can watch it, go binge watch it. The first season, all episodes are out. Really good.
I have been watching the latest Doctor Who, and even though they've, spoiler alert, they've killed Clara, finally, every episode it was just like, just kill Clara. They finally did it. And the next episode, thinking it's going to be great without her, was just the most boring thing I've ever watched. I just really hate this entire season of Doctor Who. I can't wait for it to be over.
I love your warning there.
Spoiler alert.
Resurrector. Yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way, I've killed her.
Yeah.
No time for anyone to get away from it.
Yeah, it's not even like a spoiler alert. Snape kills, spoiler alert, Dumbledore, and you're like, oh, wait, was I supposed to pause something?
It was a couple of weeks ago, so if you're into Doctor Who, you would have already seen it by now. JBJ Blaze asked you a question in the chat room, Brent. I've just got to scroll back to find out. Which world do you play on Wildstar?
I would have to log in to see. I wanted to say it starts with an E, like entity or empty or blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, I probably won't really... Well, I'd hop on and do some PvP with you, JBJ Blaze. So you'll see me when I'm streaming. I'll let you know then.
Sweet. Any good TV shows? Let's branch this show out into like a TV show thing as well. That'd be cool.
Well, I know we're like gaming culture, like,
yeah, I know that. Yeah,
gamers love TV shit, right?
There's something.
I don't know. I also just a couple things. You know, right now it's like Thanksgiving starts the madness of what is Christmas in America with, like,
yeah.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Tuesday.
Sorry, what's
buy
Cyber
something
Monday?
For
is
me,
that...
please.
Wednesday, buy all the crap we've got left over from the other days.
Yeah. And out of that, I actually got something. They have a there's a company here called Freedom Pop, and it's actually like a free cell service, and they're having a deal on old Galaxy Tab 3s for $50. Yep. And then free service with it, and I've been wanting an Android tablet because I'm pretty much iOS everything else. So I went ahead and got it, and I gotta say I'm really for $50 I'm
really
pleased with this tablet.
Amazing! So I want a new iPad Pro, you know, one as big as your TV with a pencil.
But I mean, if you're gonna pay that much, you might as well just get a
laptop.
MacBook, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I can see, like, my partner is an artist. I can see how there are some people who would benefit from having not to log into a computer to get any work done and attach a graphics tablet and all that shit. So I can see where they would be amazing. But for me personally, yeah, you're right. You just get a computer.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd love to get one if I just had the money to, you know, throw it. Every you know device in the world. I'd have an iWatch too, and you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but...
exactly. Amiibos exist, so I've got to pick and choose where I'm throwing my limited cash.
Amiibos or iPad Plus.
Yep.
Got it.
Sadly, that is.
I'm sure the decision was right there, but okay.
Everybody has their own preference.
Right.
I've got to show you that wall. Where is it?
Maybe you can paint a few more of them for us.
Yeah,
oh my god!
The wall.
Do you like let people in and like sell them? Like you look like a, you have more than our local GameStop.
I do. I actually have more than EB Games and GameStops. So there, that's a thing. Let's sadly move on. Sparks asked us, "How do you feel about open world games versus linear games?" More developers seem to want to develop open world and just can't make it interesting enough. Whereas a linear game could be mind-blowing. This thought stemmed from my playthrough of The Phantom Pain, which was a piece of shit, spoiler alert. I can't help but feel like they made it open world for the sake of it, where they could have controlled cinematic experience as a linear game. This is an interesting conversation. We might, do you want to have it later, or should we do it now?
I know, I think it's a good conversation. It may take more than just a few seconds, though.
It might.
I mean, just
we'll get through the show.
And just a quick bit, I would just say, if it's done right, it's all depending on how it's done.
Yeah, if we've got nothing to talk about in the spotlight later on, we'll jump back to this. But I'm scared we're going to run out of time for the actual show. So, good question, Sparks. Thanks very much. We'll put it.
We'll answer it later in the show or next week.
Yeah. Good lord. It all happened there. All over my face.
We're always dancing, so I thought I'd throw water in my face instead. Why not, right?
There were the sounds.
So I seem to have a habit to always talk over when you play the sounds.
I try to wait.
I just
to see
never
if you're
noticed
gonna talk
you wanted me to say stuff, and then sounds were playing in my ears. Are you gonna play them again? So the problem I tend to have is. No, anyway, so we've got some sounds for you. He's gonna play him after I quit talking, and if anyone can get him, go to speakpipe.com/thebitpad and tell us the five or six sounds, and we've upped the ante. Six sounds. We've got prizes that we're gonna give away. I've got a sticker pack with buttons and some other crap. If you're American or Canadian or Mexican or somewhere that I can mail it to without it costing me more than a lot of money, I'll send it. Otherwise, might as well send it over there.
Exactly. Wow. I hope you got it, people. I'm just going to check the speak pipe to see if anybody has sent anything in. Knowing my luck, JBJ Blaze will have. He hasn't. Oh, that's amazing. There you go. No winners. Oh, goodness gracious. So there you go. One more time. I think there's one in there that people are going to struggle with.
Because yeah. I wonder if in some future shows, once we get a little more traction and get a lot of different people calling in, maybe we just pit two people against each other. Who can get the most of the six sounds?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
something like that.
There's one that's like the menu sound effects from a game in there, and I think people are going to be like,
So open up your games and start opening the menus. Check it out.
So if nobody, how long do we go with this until nobody gets it?
Well, if we don't have any,
we just keep upping the prizes each week until it's worth it for someone to buy.
Prize pool. All my amiibos.
Somebody wins a house.
Yeah. Get to move in right here.
Let's go check out what's been happening in the news. I want another coffee. Virtual reality Ghost in the Shell experience is coming soon. Previously shown at Tokyo Game Show, there hasn't been any footage available for fans at home until now. If you search Tokyo Ghost in the Shell virtual reality, you'll find it. It's been developed for smartphone VR goggles like Samsung Gear and Google Cardboard, which I didn't know was a thing until today, and it's an on-rails sort of video tour of the world of Ghost in the Shell. It's pretty not safe for work as well. I think it's got some boobs in it. So if you want to check out some boobs.
I think boobs would be an understatement in Ghost in the Shell.
You can check that out on YouTube. There's a link in our show notes.
Also, in a brand mismatch that's going to rival the Taco Bell and Doritos combination, Razer announced at the Winter DreamHack 2015 that they would be partnering with Lenovo to bring you the Razer edition of the Lenovo Y Series gaming desktop. Yes, why? That is a good question. Why?
It is. And speaking of all things Fallout, Fallout 4, underwater secrets are lurking. Obviously, we know early last week, somebody, when they were looking through the code, found a spear gun that isn't actually available in the game, but it's an actual weapon. So, and obviously, some people have been trudging around, and someone's actually found a whole bunch of stuff underwater, like some big pipes and pump stations and that sort of thing. So, are we getting some DLC that's underwater for Fallout? Who knows?
I'll talk about that in a minute. Someone is more Fallout 4 action. Someone has managed to build a house in Fallout 4 that isn't a piece of crap. I don't know whether you've tried it, Bruce, but the building your own house thing in your settlements is the worst from my experience. Actually cobbling together a house from scratch is like trying to kill yourself with fairy floss or the news of new amiibo releases. It's just impossible. It's impossible to do.
Nah, it's because you're using a controller. Use a mouse and keyboard. It's not that hard.
Maybe. Maybe. I just know that all the snapping and stuff don't work for me. But this guy's managed to do it without any mods or console commands because he's doing it on the PlayStation 4. So obviously I'm doing something wrong. You can go search The Spectacle on Spectacle Island to check out this guy's amazing, fully functional house. It's awesome. That's the truth, guys.
Also in the, don't forget about us this holiday season category, PS4 unlocks a 7th CPU core and makes it available to developers. The jury's still out right now on whether this will have any impact or if the developers will even use these resources. Or if they do, will consumers even notice the difference considering Amdahl's Law, which basically says the more cores you have, the less performance gain you'll get per core.
Interesting to see.
Ours go to 11, by the way.
Something we haven't heard for a while is Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8's getting a once-off competitive gaming TV show. They're going to be calling it Clash of the Karts. It'll be broadcasted on Disney on the 5th of December. Now, it'd be interesting to see. So it's a one-off hour-long show where the competitors will compete in a whole bunch of tracks
They'll play Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how that's gonna go.
I want more DLC, guys. I want more DLC.
Never mind, I'll talk about it later.
The Game Awards goes live at the end of the week, Friday lunchtime for our Aussie listeners. Last year we had a lot of sweet game reveals, and a whole stack of new games are expected to be shown this year as well. I'm hoping to see some more Zelda Wii U, since we didn't get a mention in the Direct, and maybe some Mario Kart DLC. Maybe they'll announce that.
Maybe.
And Nintendo Cross X Bit, yeah, whatever.
The X.
Steam sales are going on, and if you buy a clunker, just remember that Steam does have a return policy, and it's actually pretty good. If you decide for pretty much any reason that within 14 days and having only played 2 hours or less, you can actually get a refund, wow, whether it's back to your original purchase, like credit card or Steam wallet. It's super simple process. I actually did it today with that Elite Dangerous. They do kind of look at like what you say and make sure. I don't know what they make sure, but they give me the money back within a couple hours.
That's pretty good. And like, if it's a $60 game, you get 6 weeks, 6 hours.
That's nifty. No, that's what I was saying. Maybe they should change it to that.
Oh,
like I'm so sick of $60 games.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like and that's why I haven't bought Fallout. I haven't bought Battlefront. Like every time I'm about to pull the trigger, I'm just like $60.
Missed any news you're interested in? We don't care. Wow.
What a jerk face.
So sick of all the big games. Yeah, I mean, they're expensive. You know, that $60 game for you is like a $100 game for us over here, and it's
so pretty much standard. Attention.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, if you look at Steam too, 12 months later, a lot of those games now that were out last year for $60. You can pick up for like $10.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like.
Well, even when they go down to like $40 or something, like it just seems to me if they came out like if Battlefront came out at $40 or Fallout, would they sell enough to make the difference?
Yeah.
But make that money earlier and then have a sale for half that to sell it to, you know, the people later, or you know, I don't know.
I mean, the one thing I have an issue with is paying that much money for a digital copy of anything. I just feel like if it's the same price on the shelf as it is online, why?
Why? And it's all the deals they make with these companies where they have them on their shelf, yeah, right? They basically say, we won't sell them cheaper than you're selling them.
Yeah.
So they can't even do it with digital copies.
That's correct.
Yeah, what they can do is they can add extras in and things like that.
Yeah, I guess that's why you get like bobbleheads and the yarn amiibos and that kind of thing. But still, it's not fair. It's not fair.
No, it's not, because there's no packaging, there's no shipping, yep, there's no nothing. Yep. Like they should be significantly cheaper online.
Yeah. Do we want to play a game to put us in a better mood?
I think we should.
Put everybody else in a better mood.
That was your bumper, Bruce.
Rightio. Hey, that's a pretty good bumper. So this week, we are deciding whether these Australian names are real or fake. And I'm going to change it up a little bit. Rather than asking you one at a time, I'm going to get you both to answer, and we'll see who has the highest tally at the end.
Oh. So do we just have to say true or false?
I won't say that I feel like I'm a little behind the curve here.
It's not going to give me enough time to think. And...
So that's okay.
Guessing true or false.
That's the thing, because, you know, you're both going to answer the question, and we'll see who wins at the end. That way, there's no lag difference. We're not, you know, it's not first answers. So we'll kick these off and see how we go.
Okay.
Now, the first name is Come By Chance.
Come
is
By
it
Chance.
Real or fake? Yep. That could be a town name. It could be a location.
come by chance. I want to say true.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's real.
It's real. It's real, Bruce.
You're both correct. Can one of you keep tally of who's got what? Next one is Foul Bay.
Foul Bay. That sounds Bay. Like that sounds
I'm
like some
false.
Yeah, false too. I think that's in a video game.
No, it's actually a real place in South Australia, Mass.
Shit. Shit. I wanna go live there now.
The next one is boring.
False.
It's true. It's a real place.
No, Brent is correct. It is false.
Damn.
I could put three trues in a row. Come on.
The next one I think you'll love. The next one is Mount Buggery.
That's true. That's Mate, definitely true.
I've been there. It's where all gay people lose their... Anyway. It's true.
It is true. It's in Victoria.
Wow, that is amazing.
Next one is Nowhere Else.
That's true as well.
Nowhere Else.
It's too bad an answer for you if made up. Like, that's true. It's a place. Welcome to Nowhere Else.
I'm going to go with true, too, just because if we stay on the same ones, then I can't lose at this point, right?
you are correct. It is a real place.
Yeah.
The next one we have is Blue Ball.
I'm going to go with false.
I'll go true, just because I need to make this point up.
Brent is correct. It is not a real place.
Damn it.
our next one in line is called Knob's End.
Knob's End is real. Brent, you can't...
I've heard of that. Knob's End. But is it in Australia? Knob's End. No, I'm going to say true.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
It's false.
Oh, I should have gone with my gut.
there's a place in Queensland called Yorkie's Knob, but Knob's End is completely fictional.
I got your Knob's End right here.
The next one, is there a place called Ugly Tom? Or Tom?
There should be if there isn't, so I'm going to say yes.
No, there's not.
No, it is correct.
There is one.
Nice, you're getting smashed, yeah.
I am getting smashed. I'm getting smashed.
I've got to use two hands.
I've got too many points.
That's what she said.
Next place is Banana. Is there a place called Banana?
No. I mean, I'll go yes, just to be... I need to make points up. Yes, it's true.
Maz, you're correct, it is true. There is a place called
right.
Banana.
Right, pulling it back, Brent. I'm pulling it back.
That's... Okay.
Next one here is Useless Loop. Do we have a useless loop?
I'm going to say false.
I'll say true just to pull it back. I'm hoping we do.
We do indeed. It's in WA.
Oh no!
Get down on the useless loop.
It was originally named by a French explorer.
Great.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Useless loop. I'm one behind.
Oh, you slash loop. Oh yeah, I knew that.
1770. Do we have a place called 1770?
Well, I'm gonna say yes because it just sounds horrible.
There's gotta be a false at some point in here though.
This
so
is true.
Say false.
This is real.
It is real.
Oh my god.
We're tied
it up.
We're tied up. So I'm just gonna hold up one finger now.
Our
hard.
Next location is called Monkey Mia. True or false?
Monkey Mia.
What are you going to say, Maz?
I'm going to say false. It's time for a false. It's time for a false this time.
I'm going to go with false.
Sorry, what did you go with, Maz?
I went with false as well.
It is true, we do.
What? That's crazy.
Okay, our next location, End of the Road.
End of the
Road.
Do we
have an End of the Road?
Well, we've I feel like if there's a Knob's End, or Tom's Knob, or whatever it was called.
I'm going to go with false.
I want to go with true. It's probably a pub.
Oh, it can be a pub?
Brent is correct. It is 100% fabricated.
Not happy. Can I win this at this
Do
point?
Do we have... Nope. Disappointment Hill.
Certainly. If I lose this game, I'm moving there. Packing up my things. Moving straight to Disappointment Hill. Right now, it's a useless loop. It's true.
It is indeed true. We have a Disappointment Hill. It's in Victoria. A lot of these terrible places are in Victoria.
What's the score at the moment? Is it 7-all? Or...
We're tied.
Oh, yeah. We could probably tie
it up. I mean, I'm a couple ahead.
Let's do a decider, Brucey.
Let's do a decider, then. All right. The decider will be... Do we have a location in Australia that is called Inexpressible Island?
No.
I believe that is, yes, you do.
No, we don't. That place is actually Antarctica.
I searched it. It says there's an Inexpressible Island, Australia.
You're cheating. Yes, and you cheated badly. Antarctica, not Australia.
Once again, I lose.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Well, that was great. Let's hear the bloody national anthem one more time.
Yeah, no salute or put your hands up there. Like, go pretend like you're holding an alligator's mouth shut or something. Like, what's the Australian? Maybe like you get a stab in the heart with a raised tail. Is that wrong? Is that too soon? And then you pull it out at the end of the anthem. And you
hey,
do,
did,
like,
you,
the blood
did you
spurting
do you watch
everywhere.
The celebrity dancing?
It can't be too soon because that was like 10 plus years ago.
It's back in the thing. Do you watch Strictly Come Dancing or whatever it's called? Dancing with the Stars, Brent, over in the States.
I don't. I watch. So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh yeah. So anyway, Bindi Irwin, you can keep her. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and her finale, like, she made it to the end. I don't know whether she won or not, but she was a big favorite. Her final dance was a tribute to her late father, and I wonder if it was interpretive dance with the manta rays. I don't know. I didn't see it myself, but opportunity missed if she didn't. But good times.
I hear he's making an appearance on The Walking Dead this year.
It's good times. I like it.
No.
Spotlight. I want to talk about the open world versus linear things, but is there anything else in the news that we wanted to discuss real quick? We don't have much show left, guys, but... It's a thing. You wanted to talk about...
Yeah. I'm good with whatever.
I think just quickly, I mean, Brent, how did you find the Steam sale this year? And given that, you know, they didn't do any kind of, like, flash sales, and it was just one price over the whole period, I mean, how do you feel that worked? Didn't it work?
It, for me, it worked better, because I didn't have to keep going back to the site. And yeah, it was kind of exciting to like see if you could catch good deals, but more than not, I would forget and miss the deals. So being able to go there and go, okay, this is worth it for me or whatever. I mean, they still kind of had, you would get certain deals each day. So it didn't seem like, unless you looked, I guess, maybe if you looked, maybe they were all there. I don't know. But I mean, I ended up getting Elite Dangerous and, what was it? The Ark, which I still want to play. That looks really cool to me. And one other one, which now I completely forget, which tells you how awesome the game must be. That I forgot what it was. So, I picked up a few things. I've already returned one. I need to play these other two. within, you know, 2 weeks so I can send them back. And I'm going to start doing that. Like, to me, that they have that policy is, I think everybody should do that. Like,
absolutely.
If someone gives you a crap game, give it back to them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, with these prices we're paying, and maybe I will buy more expensive games with that policy in place.
And
like, now I'm feeling more comfortable.
You'll absolutely know within 2 hours of playing it if it's a dud or not. So why not just give something a crack and go, this is the worst, and get your money back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the sale prices this year, too, were pretty reasonable. I was a little bit concerned that they were going in with one price and, you know, we might see a big dip in the sale for a lot of these games. But I had a quick look. I mean, I didn't pick anything up.
I did see that we did still suffer a little bit of the developers raising the price of their game just before the sale came on. That was still a thing that was happening this time.
Yeah, and you're always going to get that. I mean, today's the last day for the Steam sales, so obviously if you want to pick anything up, then...
Oh my god, is RPG Maker on sale? Holy shit, I've got to check that. I've got to check that shit right now.
RPG Maker?
Have you been wanting that? That's always on sale, isn't it? Like, every year?
Is it? It's like $70. Like, it's crazy.
If it's not right now, it'll be on sale for the Christmas.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's not on sale.
Oh, okay. I'll stop
loading.
Well,
sorry, it is. You get 10% off. So it was one of those ones that, you know, perhaps may have got a bigger discount if they did the flash sales, but, you know, so be it.
Thanks, Woogie.
I think it worked pretty well. I was happy with what they've done, I think. And as you said, Brent, the ability now to refund is so much better and gives you a lot more confidence to purchase some of those games, especially the ones that you're like, do I want it? Do I not?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they feel about it. Do you think with whatever they choose to do for the Christmas sales is kind of a telltale sign if this went well for them or not?
I think so. And I think that this was always intended to be a test run to see whether this will work over Christmas or not.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether sales were up or down with the new layout.
Open world versus linear. Let's do it.
I think maybe we should save that till next time.
Okay.
I think that might be a long.
I just want to talk about how crap
or it may not be.
Pain was. Metal Gear sucked. But we could talk about that.
Well, Is it worth let's get Sparks on the show next week and have a discussion with him about it?
Oh, hey Sparks! All right, well we'll save that up for next time. Thanks for your question, Sparks. I really want to talk about it, but these guys want to do some homework or something, so we'll do it later. We got a speak pipe.
All right, this is for the secret sounds or whatever. Mario, Street Fighter, Half Life, Zelda. Something I don't know, and Tetris.
Oh, you missed
Super Medic. Yeah.
Well, you 4 out of 6. That's not even.
So what if we do that? We give it like 2 or 3 weeks, and whoever gets the most that time,
well, you're
winning.
Uber Medic is currently the carryover champion.
You need to call in and see if you can get more than 4 of those. Yeah.
Uber Medic's not the carryover champion.
Four correct ones. Let's hear the sound real quick. Nice work, Uber. Here you go.
And we did get a tweet into our shame game question. Zelly Belly. One of the hosts, actually, from the MMO show posted a video of her getting trolled, I believe it was first time, on a server where she had to leave the keyboard for a few minutes. And when she came back, she was, of course, encased in, dirt and stuff, and they'd taken her torches, so it was complete black. And so that happens. That's a staple on a Minecraft server. If you go away, you will get encased in something.
You will.
Excuse me, guys. It's time to wrap it up.
Thanks, Tess. What a great show. Sorry we didn't have time to do the little mini game with you guys that we usually do. What is it? The quick fire one. I did actually forget to write questions, but we ran out of time anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, lucky for you. That's why I really wanted to talk about open and linear games. Let's talk about it and run out of time.
Get closer to the quickfire.
I was too busy working on our sick-ass intro. I completely forgot. Yeah. I want to... Yeah, good times. We didn't do a call-in either, so that's... That's the thing we didn't do, but that's fine. We don't always have to do it.
We don't. One thing I will say, though, I've started jotting down some things for our Christmas special.
Oh, that's only like three or four episodes away, isn't it?
It's three or four episodes away, but one of the things we might do and give away in our Christmas episode is we're going to ask people a bunch of questions about things that have happened in our previous shows.
Oh.
And whoever wins that will get a prize.
Good lord.
So, if you haven't watched the shows,
you better watch
them. I suggest go watch the previous ones.
Well, where can
something
they do that, Bruce?
In today's show that doesn't normally happen in the other shows.
Your camera being the worst thing ever?
I will be asking that question. It's not about my camera being wrong. And it's not about will you two survive before the end of this show.
Well, I'm not dead yet.
I think a demon.
Where can we find the videos, Bruce?
Our videos? Our videos are on our YouTube page, which is...
He's actually looking it up.
YouTube.com/CWZ?R997 No, it's now the BitPad, right?
It's the BitPad. We're the BitPad on YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. By the way, if you go to the Instagram account right now, you can see my Christmas tree, which is very festive and video game related. All my unwanted amiibo have been turned into Christmas ornaments, so go check that out on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. SpeakPipe, everything /the BitPad if you want to get in touch with us or see anything we do. Go check us out on iTunes too, because we want some downloads and some reviews and all that kind of stuff. And you can listen to it while
leave reviews.
While you're on your
it's we're on. You know, you can just grab the RSS feed from the website to thebitpad.com, and you can either find it on iTunes. As soon as they put podcast on Google Play, we'll be there as well. But you can just put it into any reader, RSS reader you got, and listen to your heart's content whenever you want.
And it's the best. Next week we'll talk about linear games versus open world games, and what we think about, you know, where people are doing stuff badly. Let's talk about that. So leave your comments down below in the YouTube what you think, or call us at SpeakPipe and tell us what you think. That's probably better.
And remember, tell us your most embarrassing gaming moments with the hashtag #ShameGame.
Is it like when you were like, go through those? You know, your most embarrassing moment when you were like using the N64 Rumble Pack as a kind of sexual stimulant?
Nobody did that.
Oh, hey! Okay.
Thank you for listening to the BitPad podcast. 're that you can follow our hosts on the Twitter? Follow at Extreme Beyond, at Brent Copeland, and at Bruce Uncut. Follow at the BitPad as well, and like our Facebook page over at facebook.com/thebitpad.
Uber Medic says, oh god, memories. He knows what I'm talking about with the controllers.
Was he using your gamepad?